One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of our conversation about the history and the hauntings of the Missouri State Penitentiary. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yes. I've seen the shadow. Shadow downstairs in death row. Oh, yes. Several times. I have not seen the gentleman over in housing unit 4 yet, but there's a lot of things that they talk about that I've not seen. I'll tell you another one that almost everybody that has been there, they all know about him, and he was an inmate there. He was a very well-known inmate, and his name was Jack Call, and they called him Fast Jack. And that is because he used to work in our prison hospital, because we also had a hospital on site. He was in the radiology department. And so his job all day long, he had a clipboard that had a list of names for guys that needed to come over and get an x-ray. They'd been in a fight or what have you. And so he literally just dipped down this hallway that connected the prison facility to the hospital facility all day long, getting inmates, taking them back and forth. He has been seen multiple times over the years as well. And he most frequently is seen in the daytime. I'm waiting to see Jack. He's probably number one on my bucket list to see in there, but I've not seen him yet. Maybe one day.
I love that you have a paranormal bucket list.
Absolutely.
Do you find that, like, on the regular tours, do you have people kind of pull you aside and it's like, I don't know that I just saw this, but I think I just saw this. Does it make them kind of uneasy, or are they kind of expecting it?
Well, you know, a couple of things I will tell people when they come in is if you're a believer, you might have an experience. If you're not, you probably won't. Because you know as well as I, you have to be open and receptive to it. If you just come in there shut off, you're not going to see anything if it's going on right in front of your face most times. You know what I mean? I have people come up all the time who will say, I think I just, and I will just stop them right there and say, you do not have to convince me. Because I know what happens in here. The movements that you second guess what you think you're seeing. And I tell people, don't second guess it. You know, if you think you saw something up on an upper walk that went around a corner, there is a very good probability that you did, because that's exactly what the shadows are doing. You know, they move in and out of cells. They go in around the corners. In fact, we call them peekers. You know, they peek in and out sometimes. And you can see them with your own eyes. It's not something that you're thinking you're seeing, you're definitely seeing it.
What are some of the interesting stories that you might have heard from somebody else? You know, like they came in to do a paranormal investigation. Although when they do them, you usually stay with them, correct?
But then now on when they're doing like the what we call the hunts and then that overnight, we're with them. We don't really guide them as much. And we try to, you know, kind of go out and talk to them and see if they're getting, you know, some activity and things like that. Every time we're in there and doing something of along those lines, the place that everybody talks about that things are happening is three places. And that's the dungeon in four, death row. And under death row, we have another level that is called administrative segregation. And so that was punishment. And it is like a sub-basement area. And it is like creepy on steroids. It is the one location that most of us are not comfortable going by ourselves. You know, I'll walk through death row. I do it all the time, any time of day or night. I'll go down in the dungeons, walk around in there in the dark. It does not bother me. But when you go down into this particular location, it is just different. We all feel it. We're all uncomfortable down there. Guests down there, we just warn them right off the get-go that it's different down there, you know, so you really kind of just need to be aware. People tend to get nauseous in that location, headaches, your balance gets messed with. It's just a different feel. You know, we talked earlier about those places that have that different feeling. That's the number one place that has that feeling. And everybody experiences it. So when people come out of there, they're always telling, you know, we had a shadow move past us, or we were back in the shower and we had activity on the cat toys and K2 activity going off down there. Quite a bit of stuff goes on down in that area. We don't know why or what, you know, residuals might be going on down there. It's just not as light of an area as the other locations. It's uncomfortable. That's the best word for it. It is very uncomfortable.
Do you have a personal story or two that's happened to you or one of your coworkers that was just particularly creepy or unexplained or both?
Oh, wow. Well, I can tell you one that was last Saturday night. I watched something in there that I have never seen in 8 years. I've never heard more people say wow in 8 years as I did last Saturday night to what we were watching going on. We went into housing unit 4. We were having an overnight. So we were in there for 8 hours. So we started an overnight at 10 and we ended at 6 a.m. It was probably, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe. And I got a grid pin out. You know what a grid pin is? You know what a grid pin is?
Oh, go ahead and explain it, though, because somebody might not.
All right. So the grid pins are excellent tools if you're using in a large location and a dark location because, you know, it's hard to see shadows moving in the dark. So the grid pin will give you a green dot pattern. You can change the dot pattern to different, you know, size and things like that. And you watch an area, and if something moves, it will block out the green dot. So you are easier to be able to track the movement in the dark. Okay, so housing unit 4, where the dungeons are, is just the most excellent place for a grid pin because I mentioned it's 4 levels, but in this particular housing unit, because it was built so early, you know, they didn't have rebar and concrete and things like that. So the cells are like on the outside of the building and the inside is just completely wide open. It's just like a huge church on the inside. It's just amazing. And so we've got metal chairs in there. And one of the best things to do in that building is just go sit down and watch. Look up at the upper walks above and you'll, you know, see movement and things like that. So I go in. And I set the grid pin up, and we just sat and watched. And I was running a couple pieces of ghost hunting equipment at the same time. And all of a sudden, a couple of times, the grid pin just like, bam, it was like just bright, really bright, really slick, you know, and it's like, wow, okay. So I finally just said out loud to the group, I said, okay, is that my eyes or are the grid lights brightening? And they said, nope, they're doing it. And I was like, okay. So we kind of just sat there for a little while, and all of a sudden, the lights started going out. One here, one there, one here, till there were like just a handful. And I'm watching, and I'm not saying anything. So finally, I just said again, all right, is it me, or are some of these lights off? And everybody's like, yes, they're off. And I'm like, okay. Literally, as we sat there, every one of those grid lights started going out until they were all off. And we just kind of sat there for a few minutes. And probably a good 10 minutes went by, and we're looking, and we're like, are we seeing any of them at all? And it's like, no. And so I just said out loud, all right, guys, turn the lights back on. And I kid you not, all of a sudden, those grid lights started glowing, and they started turning back on, every one of them. It was literally the coolest and creepiest thing I had ever seen in there. I'd never seen a grid pin do that. They'll mess with lights and things, you know, they'll suck your batteries. But to go on and off and glow on and off, and certain ones would be off at one point, and then they'd come back on, and then another section would be off. It got to the point where, again, they all started going off and turning back on, and it just wouldn't do anything. And I said, stand up there and check the pin. Well, it was dead. So, see, it had slowly drained all the energy out of that grid pin. I wish I'd have been videoing it myself, and that's usually what happens when we're in there and something like that is going on. You are so mesmerized. You're sitting there with your mouth hanging open that you don't think to video something. Right. And so half the time you don't catch it. Creepy. I can tell you, I had two really big experiences in there. Ones I will never forget. One just happened last summer. I was in the dungeons. I was with a group that had come in there, a private group, and there were only like five of them in there. And so I stopped him at the dungeon door, and there is a light on that you can turn the light on, you know, when you can see it. And I said, stop right here. I said, I just want to flick the light off for a second to show you all just how dark it is in here. And I looked at the camera guy, and I said, dude, I said, you got night vision? He goes, yeah. I said, you're going to need it. And he said, okay. And so he flicked over to night vision, and the light switch that turns the light on and off inside the dungeon is like a junction box. So it's not flush, you know, against the wall. So I had my right hand around, kind of just cupped over the light switch, getting ready to turn it off. And every time I turn that light off down there, I count down 3, 2, 1, lights out. And I went 3, 2, light went out. And I stopped. I didn't say one. And everybody's like, what? And I went, well, the camera guy goes, Jenny. And I said, yeah. He said the light went out when you said two. And I said, yes, it did. And I did not turn it off. The really creepy part about it, is I actually could feel the light switch go down in the palm of my hand. I felt it on the palm of my hand. So something came up between my hand and that light switch and took that switch off. They caught it on camera. It's on YouTube. It's there. There's no other word for it. It freaked me out for a very long time. It freaked me out.
Oh,
so
I bet.
Like, wow.
It seems like there would have been a moment, too, of it turned the light out. Will the light come back on? You know, are we going to be down here in the absolute dark?
And it's like, oh, you know, it was like right then and there. I was like, okay, out, we're done. Everybody out, you know. And that's kind of how it happens in there when things happen that just don't feel right. It's one of those, oh, we're done, everybody out moments, you know, we're going to a new location, we don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
And then you come back another time, and it may feel completely different, completely different. But I can tell you probably my biggest experience ever in there, it happened about 5 years ago. And it was with the Shadow on death row. I was in there helping out a guide with a group of kids from a high school that came from St. Louis, Union, Missouri area for their project graduation. They come every year, always a big group, great kids. And we took them, you know, down the death row as we always do. It'll be kind of hard to get the visual, but I'll do the best I can as to how it looked. But as you, death row makes like a U. So you go down one walk and then it, you know, it goes around a little corner and it comes back up and there's another walk of cells. It literally just makes a U shape. So we had walked down the first walk and we were kind of like, you know, in the corner on the bottom of the U there, getting ready to come. And Diane, who was the guide that night, one of my best friends, kind of just go quiet and maybe see if we could get some activity to happen or whatever. And I was at the back of the group, and as I was standing in the doorway, open doorway from the hallway that we had just walked through, it just felt like a solid block of ice just got shoved up against my back.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay, all right. And Diane was on my left, and I just took like one sidestep to my left and out of the doorway, you know, and I'm like shoulder to shoulder with Diane at that point. And she's, you know, talking and doing her thing with the kids and whatnot. And all of a sudden, this young boy that's in the group we see him. He's kind of leaning up against the wall, but he's kind of just sliding down in a squatting position. And it was warm. It was late May. And we're thinking, oh my, he's gotten overheated. You know, he's passing out or whatever. But he wasn't. He was actually crying. And this is, you know, like a 17, 18-year-old young boy with all his friends. And we're like, what is going on? And he said, something just walked around behind me. And I'm immediately in my mind, I'm thinking, okay. So the block of ice that was by my back, I sidestepped to the left. He came on in through the doorway. And now he's moving around through the kids. And so a young girl standing next to him kind of makes this little noise. And we're like, now what's going on? And she's like, something just brushed up against the back of me. And all right, well, then the kids kind of start getting a little nervous. And, you know, and so Diane's kind of feeling it. She says, you know, we're going to go ahead and move on out. We're going to get ready and turn our lights on. And I'm standing there. And I've got my eyes wide open, and it is dark, but on death row, there are a lot of windows, so you do get, you know, light from the moon and that kind of thing. And I can see out of my left eye, but I can't see anything out of my right. I mean, it's just pitch black, and I'm blinking. I'm kind of starting to panic. I don't understand what's going on. I'm kind of wondering, maybe am I starting to black out? You know, what's happening? And then I realized what was happening. And right about that time, Diane says to the kids, you know, shine your light, you know, switch your lights on, keep them shining down to the ground so you don't blind anybody. And as soon as everybody took their lights on, I just took two steps forward and I spun around and I was facing Diane. And she looked at me and she said, she could tell by the look on my face, she didn't say it out loud because she didn't want the kids to hear, but she just kind of mouthed to me, are you okay? And all I remember doing was shaking my head no, and I walked toward her and I just said, will you hug me for a minute? And she's like, what is going on? Well, when I couldn't see out of my right eye, he was standing in front of me.
Oh.
So he was blocking my vision out on my right side. And you could definitely feel him in that area. I felt him. The kids were feeling him. That, by far, was the most intense feeling I have ever had in my life, ever, anywhere. And I've been other places and been through, but I've never felt any feeling like that before of something just looming over me. And that's exactly what he was doing. And I said, he's about 7 foot tall. He is a very large shadow figure down there. Again, I didn't feel scared of him, but it was very intense. And it can go from something like that. I have heard my name whispered in my ear. I walked on death row. Now, this has been a couple months ago. And I stopped with my group, and in my left ear, I just heard, you know, tch. And I whipped around, and I looked at my guest, and I said, did you just whisper in my ear? And she's like, no. And I said, please tell me you just whispered in my ear. And she said, no, I didn't. But I know what I heard. You know, it was very clear. It's a pretty, pretty wild place at times. It most certainly is.
Now, when you go there, you can do a historical tour. And that would probably be during daytime hours, certain days of the week, is my guess.
Correct.
And then you
they're usually two and three hour daytime tours.
And then you do a ghost hunt that's a short one.
So we do a 2-hour guided tour. We do a 3-hour ghost hunt. We also do a 5-hour ghost hunt. And then, of course, we do our 8-hour paranormal investigation that runs from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
And you can get all of this information about any of those tours. And I believe you can book them on your website, right?
Absolutely. You can log on to www.missouripentours.com. Our entire schedule is out there for the season, for day, night, and overnight tours and investigations.
And I do think the website is really informative. It's a great website. There's lots of information about the history, the prisoners, the conditions, the tours. It's all right there. Yeah. It's so whoever does it, hats off. Tell them it's a great website.
I certainly will. And I will tell you really quick. One thing is you mentioned information is, you know, we are not handicap accessible. We are in the elements as far as, you know, the weather conditions, the cold and the heat and closed-toed shoes. And a lot of times people don't necessarily check those kinds of details. And they're important there because we want everyone to come and be as comfortable as possible. So
I'll put the link on the description of this show so everybody can find it right
wonderful.
There.
We love guests. No, if it's not for them, we would not be what we are because it's the guests that keep us up and running, and we appreciate each and every one of them that comes. So we hope to see everybody soon.
And that wraps up our conversation with Jenny Switzer about the Missouri State Penitentiary. If you'd like more information about tours, investigations, or if you'd like to read up on some of its notorious prisoners in history, visit MissouriPenTours.com. That's MissouriPen, P-E-N, Tours.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts and try it 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there, all ad-free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.